Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
LA and whole world, Ilona Europa, like always, Monday here, 6 till 7 Pacific time, in a studio, great for microphones, and I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people in a studio. I never had so many people on Accent On show, but this is like reunion, this is like homecoming show. This is like, I love everybody who is here, and I don't know what to say, but I want to cry. And people will say, why? Not the first time Ilona said that she wants to cry, but I'm crying right now because I'm happy, happy, happy. Why Ilona is happy, people will ask. Okay, maybe because my guests, they were part of my life, past life, like 5 years, 6, 7 years ago. The two beautiful girls, one, Christina Mota, come on. You were my guest already, yes?
Hello.
Christina is here. Christina Mota was 15 years old. I think, when she came to my studio and we were working on her vocals. And a few years later, we finished album. Then she went to Musician Institute, that she was practicing and singing more and more and more. Then she took, I think, 1 year break, and now she's ready to do everything and be part of entertainment world and mostly, of course, singing. But she's here also with Ilona Europa because she's my assistant. I got assistant! This sounds so good! Okay. And I need an assistant. And people will again ask, why does she need an assistant? She talks and talks and never, you know, shuts up. But I need an assistant because my English is funny. Sometimes I write funny. Sometimes I have some unusual productions that are in the making, like musical. That's what Ilona Europa will be doing soon. And we'll see what's happened. I really need a lot of people's help. And Christina is one of this person that I chose to be part of my helping dreams for help. Anyway, another person across me sitting, and I really want to cry because she looks identical when she was 13, except she was more bitchier and had a more attitude and actually didn't like anything except me. And she loved to sing, but the world really was not so fun. And she was like just unusual, had attitude, personality, amazing voice. And her name is Hayley Goldstein. Hello, Hayley.
Do I really still look 13?
You really look almost identical.
Oh, wow. I mean, I guess that's a compliment.
I will say the same about Christina. When she entered my room after 4 years not seeing her, is like a little older, beautiful woman, you know, that is the same one, except a little bit older. You look identical, honey. Like, I never, ever, I don't know, 4 years we didn't see each other. You look identical.
I'll take it.
You take it.
Hello,
you know?
World. I'm Hayley, and I look like I'm 13.
Now you say the same to me. Oh, my gosh, Ilona, you look identical.
Like you do. 50. You
I
do.
Love it.
You do.
And you said
you look
I have
great. Your yes. legs look the
legs
same.
Look good.
Same. Oh, you're great.
I have so hot shoes on me. My gosh, I will make a picture so people
always
can see. And I probably will be having people who made these shoes on a show soon because they made amazing shoes. Anyway, coming back to Hayley Goldstein, who is also, I don't know, you have so many personalities, and I am a bit familiar with Hayley Knight.
Yes.
And we'll come back to you.
Okay.
Because, again, people will ask, why the woman has two personalities? Normal for woman, but when it comes to profession, why do you want to be two different people? You probably have an answer for that. You
yes.
do?
Yes. Is that rhetorical, or you want me to answer now?
No,
okay.
I don't want to answer
okay.
yet. I need to have everything under control okay. because we have seven people here. On your left side, we have beautiful gentleman with you. His name is Mike. I love this name because most of the bestest friends, their names are Michaels.
My then, first boyfriend.
Then I will say, hurrah! I'm approving his Aww. Beautiful smile. Hi, Mike. Can you say hi to us?
Hello.
And you are a beautiful man. And first and foremost, you also are in this industry, entertainment industry. Can you tell us what you are doing first? And where did you study? And yeah.
Went to Penn State and dropped out. And now I'm doing art, photography and music and film.
And soon, I understand you are hoping to move to LA because we know that's the place. Then everybody can make it, even a lady like me who barely speak English. But I have my own radio show. How cool is this? I know you can do great here because I understand you are a very nice artist and good artist.
I have a beautiful lady too.
Thank you.
Oh.
Okay, we are like so loving this show. Now, another great guest who is not for the first time. I think we have like four shows maybe together. It's something that I love to bring back. This is a not only a gentleman who people will fall in love with. And I know more he's coming back here, more people will learn who this guy is, what he is doing, and how amazing job he's doing with what he decided to do in his life. He is all about being great humanitarian, that we say English. I said this right, that's a tough word for me. It's easier to read, but harder to say. And Stevie, what is your name?
My name is Stevie Ray, and I am currently, I have a homeless ministry that is called the Urban Tracker Project, and I actually live on the street while I'm writing a survival guide for the homeless, and I've been doing this now for just a little over a year and a half, and I'm based in Huntington Beach, California.
And we have lots of news when it comes
Absolutely.
To things that you do, and what can I say, four times probably on the show, first
four.
Time I was like, he's good looking, you know, he's so healthy looking, he has great clothes, he's living on the street, what's wrong with him? He has a reason for that, and I'm telling you people, this is a good reason, and things that he's doing changes people's lives. And fourth time he's here, maybe fifth times, we see results, and I know we'll be working together on something bigger and better, and closer to holidays, hopefully we'll raise some monies, we'll be helping homeless people, and life is just beautiful if we all want to help and just bring some nice stuff to another person who needs us. Next to you, we have your friend. Michelle, can you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Michelle Ansdell, and I take pictures of beautiful shoes that are underneath our table, you see.
Oh my God, the shoes are amazing. I know. Okay,
are
but
these
you.
Amazing? Oh, sorry. Yes.
Michelle, you are not a comedian here for today. Then I will tell you, although I like the side of you, always smile, you are a very optimistic human being, and your life was really unusual and funky. We had short version of your life story, which we still didn't continue on, and we'll do it. Maybe new.
It's okay, it continues either way.
Probably new, yes, and the better way. I know that in January I have not yet booked my future guest, then I think we all can organize. But you tell us again, one more time, your name and what you're doing, because you wear so many hats, girl.
Yeah.
On your head.
Yeah. Who I like hats.
Yeah, you tell
yeah.
us. What are you doing? Who are you? Mm-hmm. And why you are always with this beautiful gentleman with Stevie. And you are not a pair, which I don't know why, but you both are just very good friends.
It works. My name is Michelle Ansdell. I am an entertainer. I also do, like anybody else, I try to help other people in need. On you know, I mean, if you
I
meet people
it.
Because you don't get it, you know?
Yeah. I don't get it.
Well, here's the thing.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, here's the thing.
But that's what Heidi said. Most people will say quietly, not out loud.
Sure.
I don't get it. What she's doing. She's gorgeous. She's thin. I hate her already. You know, she looks like, you know, you know, and then she said, I'm helping people. Yeah, you know. No, okay, and we'll find out because it's not the first time that you are here.
No,
and
it's you pretty have for me, it's a simple thing. It's that in the, I'm a Christian, and one of my main philosophies is that says that you help others with the comfort that's been given you by God. And I've gone through a lot, but I've been healed a lot. I've been loved a lot and cared about a lot. And I, you know, when I have the time and I'm out of work as an entertainer and puppeteer, which is right now, I have two hands and two feet. That's all I've got, but...
And lots of brain, because you are very smart, very well-educated
human. She does a lot with
human.
Those two hands and two feet. She
oh,
does.
Beautiful. She, we'll come back to you. We have our segment, and then we have another guest. Come on closer.
Martin,
come closer to microphone, because from far away we cannot hear you. This is a very special guest on Accent On. Hi, Martin.
Hello.
Hello. And again, Everybody needs to come and see our pictures. Martin is the reason today why we are in the studio. Martin is the human that we all love, and obviously these two people really, really found him so important in their lives that they really turned his life into something better. And they don't make big, big things about this because Martin could be one of us. I was very, very bad shape 2-3 years ago. If not for my friends, I don't know what I would do. He found very beautiful two friends in Michelle's and Stevie. They care about his life. A lot of people around Martin, they care about his life. He's doing geniusly. He will be playing guitar and we'll be talking a little bit about his life. But yes, he was living on the street. And probably that wasn't fun. What can I say? Okay, introduction is over. And of course, Ilona Europa need to stop talking because we have music to play.
Oh.
Okay, Haley.
Okay.
Night Emotions.
Oh.
First time I saw what's going on, I didn't know you'd leave me at the front of my door. I held your hand and asked you why. You let us fall in love right when you said goodbye. One of these days I hope you'll feel free of all my pain.
Haley.
Well, meet again.
Emotions. Oh my gosh, Haley. It's crazy because when I wrote the song with this so emotional words, I never thought a few years later that's how I would be feeling about my life. Oh, I'm so sad.
It was your premonition.
Yeah, and all of my songs were premonition of something bad happened soon in my life, but it doesn't matter. The good artist songs are living their own lives, you know, and we are writing for no reason. I don't know why. This is a beautiful song. You did so good job. And gentleman who sent us track, you know, I don't remember his name. Do you remember?
The producer?
Yeah.
Van?
Yeah. Van, yes. Van did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very good track. And then, you know, whatever happened, you did whole album, which is waiting to be released. And I'm telling you, you came back to my life for the reason. You need to, not maybe if you, every song you don't like on the album, but
yeah,
even six. We can do six and we'll do LP, small LP, and you need to be on a iTunes. It's crazy. These songs will never die. You will be older. You'll be sounding identical because it was really from your heart. You are a great singer, woman.
Well, it is very interesting because when I was singing these songs, I was part, I mean, I wrote a lot of the songs and I wrote some of them with you and some of them you just wrote, but it was, I was having a little trouble relating to it, but no matter what, with my voice, I could always connect with it. And it frustrated me because I was just like, why does everything have to be about love? I don't care, you know?
Yeah.
And I
think but in the end, everything's about love anyway.
Honey. Yeah, no, I just wanted things. I was always talking about, I want inspirational songs. Yeah. I want uplifting. Yeah. And I think a lot of it had to do with because I had never really experienced love before. But listening back to the songs now, it's like,
you sound like $1 million, like you left studio right now, because you know what? What is honest is honest. What is right is right. The songs that we recorded, I think 90%, they were perfect for you. Again, you are a singer, songwriter. We chose this cool name for you, Hayley Knight. And you were so close to be really known singer. You were almost booked on a tour with Florida and bigger people. We are doing great with you. I am crazy about your talent. I'm crazy about your voice, about your bigger than life personality, and just everything was going so well and then stopped being well for whatever life reason brought the crazy stuff into your life. And then you freaking twisted on me.
I mean, I don't know if everything stopped being good. I think that I was learning more about myself and how what I represented as an artist. I always felt there was something a little off and frustrating when I was singing these songs. I was like, there's something missing. I felt kind of like I wasn't being true to myself, and I think it's because I wasn't really focusing on what I really love, and that's comedy. And I will never, ever give up singing, and I will never, ever give up comedy. So I'm like trying, they're two different animals, and I'm trying to figure out a way to do both.
I applaud you for that, because I don't believe that artist is one word. Artist, if it's artist, is 360, and you don't know. You wake up today, you are this, that, and that's why you create. It's not only one song in your life.
Absolutely.
It's not only one picture, no paintings, no whatever. It's so many. And yeah, looking, finding ourselves, that's our journey. And
absolutely.
I know you will find yourself, and you need to. I am there, and I will be the biggest fan of yours, because I love probably the second part of you too. I cannot wait to see you live when you do your stand up.
Oh yeah,
and
I have a show.
Soon we'll be playing so different Hayley.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if soon is good enough, like right now, and that's what we'll do. But you went to what school?
I went to San Francisco State, and I studied theta. And
theater.
And I went there. I transferred there. I went there for 2 years, and it was the best decision of my life to move to San Francisco. A lot of it was just the city, and I met a lot of musicians. I did comedy. I lived on my own. I was just away, and I grew up a lot. And I'm still growing up. You're
of
still
course.
Growing up.
Of,
You're
absolutely.
Still,
and that's the
up.
Coolest things ever, that we love the world. I'm searching. I'm looking. I don't close the door on anything what I think is in front of me, because that means give up. And give up is not in our vocabulary. Okay. Now, is somebody that I don't know. Well, I knew your quirky, beautiful sense of humor.
Yes.
But this song and you,
yes.
I don't know. I love it. And I can play only to certain part of the moment of the song, and people will hear why. No, don't tell people.
Well, let me say later. Can I just put
okay.
a little break? Okay, so I wrote this song, and it was mainly for my stand-up comedy. But I had a friend who plays the guitar. I play the guitar, but for comedic purposes, and I'm working to play better. We were in his studio in his garage. He is in San Francisco, which is why I love San Francisco so much. He's a musician.
I have
everywhere.
Garage too. No, I
yeah.
don't. I know. I had garages. No, I don't.
Things change. Now you have a studio.
I have
where
a studio.
You have a talk show. Who needs a garage? All you need is a mic.
No, it's so true. Then I understand, you recorded this song, and doesn't matter what and how, what the story behind you, get it out. But that's the Hayley
out.
That people need to fall in love to, and I know they will. And I know you have a show coming, yes?
Yes.
We need to plug, very big plug for that. When?
Plug in October 24th at the Comedy Store at 7 o'clock in the original room.
Okay, we are going, Christina.
On Sunset yes. Boulevard.
Gosh, we are going. How far away from me, but we go. Anyway.
I can bet you from Most of the time, the spine stays straight. If I spill coffee on you, you never scream. You just crinkle up and maybe even bleed. But it's better that you do that than scream. Just scream sounds like this.
Let's enjoy. I love your voice, honey.
Oh, thank you.
We trained well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
5 more minutes of it. Okay, not enough. Okay, I like it. More? Okay. God, thank you, but that's how I feel every morning.
I'm very proud of this.
I am proud of you, honey. I will always be proud of you.
Do you hear those harmonies?
That doesn't surprise me. Sorry, I cannot play any longer. I have a lot of guests, but... This is a paperback, yeah, book, a song, and okay, talk to me about it.
There's a part in the song later on you couldn't play it because most of the song was just me screaming. And but yeah, it goes, it's like, you're like a paperback book. But, and yeah, that's it.
Okay, honey, what can I say? You are funny. This can be and will be amazing in a live performing way. I know it. You make people pee in a pants because we laugh like crazy. Surprising. And whatever makes you happy makes us happy. Haley, again, when you are playing?
October 24th at the Comedy Store, in the original room at 7 o'clock at the Comedy Store.
And again, Haley Goldstein, yes. Haley Knight. We have one person, two personalities, probably more in making, but we love all of them. And please, if you have something that you want to say?
Yes, all I have to say is that no matter what I do, I trust that it's like whether there's a something that feels like a failure or something just feels off, it's all just an additional building block to your
obvious
kingdom. And you do you, and don't ever compromise, and don't let one other external factor determine your worth and the fact that your perspective is wrong, because your perspective is like nobody else's.
And you are so right. And the failure, you will never know how lucky you are when you are up if you don't have failure.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like so boring when you're always on the top.
No good without bad.
You're so true. That's life. I love you, Haley, and I'm so happy to see you after 4 years. And what can I say? We'll see you live and on your stand-up night.
Yes.
And you'll be back, because I know we'll release this freaking album. We've not all songs, 6 for sure, and 6 or 7.
I'm
we'll choose which one, and we'll do it. And we'll see what life will bring. And you'll be part of my musical. I'm just so excited about this. Love you.
And
bye.
You can get on with the people who are actually like doing things for other people.
I will say, I cannot say important, because it's no important, less important part of life. Without comedy and
this
cries and tears, life will not exist. That without art, without being hurt, being lost, and having friends and losing the people that we love, that's our life, circle of life. But sometimes a lot of people are in a position that they just really don't know where to go, what to do, and life is horrible. And I know. Hi, Martin. I know we talk a little bit about this. Come to the microphone. You had enough one moment in your life. Yes? You felt... can you hear? Okay, now we put headphones. I'm so sorry. But there were moments in life, Martin. You are our guest. You had a tough, tough moment in your life. And you thought, for what I'm here for? Nobody cares. I don't care. Life had no sense.
Well, for me, when my wife passed away, I just went through a grieving process, and that was real hard because I'd spent my time caring for her. So I was a caregiver as well as being the husband. So
oh,
it was
gosh.
Like the whole
Okay, everybody applause you, and we love you already for that. If you stop talking, we already loving you. Because what can I say? You know, some guys, I don't want to say who, they just run away from leaving everything behind, and they don't care about anything. Not only you love the person that you were with, you care for her, you grieve so deeply that just life felt like, for what anymore? I don't know how long you were on the street.
Probably in my adult life, probably 15 years of it.
That's a lot, people. 15 years on the street and being like really left, right, straight. I don't know. I don't know where to start, what I want. I don't even know if it's sense. And also, I know you are not the healthiest dude, although you look pretty hot right now. But I know we see picture before and after. I love it. I cannot wait for my before and after many years from now. But you really were in bad shape, and you got some issues, you know, health issues that needed to be taken care of. And you also didn't know what to do with that. Yes? Where to turn to, how to take care of it.
Well, during that whole time, I was just struggling. Basically, for me, I have diabetes, so my sugars would just go
up and down, down.
Well, really, pretty much up.
Okay.
They were really
high. Oh, that's scary.
And it was just a matter of being able to get them to the point where they can be
stabilized.
Yeah, because if not, you either have no energy, and either side, you have no energy.
Yeah, I have diabetic. I'm almost there. My father died of that. You know, my side of family is blind. His side of because of that. You know, then I'm pretty afraid of what the sickness can do to us. And hopefully, you know, hopefully I will not get it worse. And I manage this pretty well. I know you'll be fine too. This is tough, but you look very cool. What can I say? You have guitar in your hands, and I know we'll be playing a little bit music because you enjoy play of music, and your life a little bit turned in a good way up, not down, it's upside down, but I would say good upside down. How did this happen? Did you meet Michelle first or Stevie? Who did you meet first?
I met Stevie first.
Stevie first. How long ago?
About a year ago.
That's long.
A little over a year ago, actually.
Yeah. Did you trust him?
Kind of.
Because he's a pretty hot guy, gorgeous looking man, you know, there's muscles and great clothing. He's like walking brand for, again, homeless people. He's just doing his magic. We'll come back to his Urban Tracker, you know, book that he's writing. But obviously, he doesn't look like, we'll say, one of you or one of people who need the help. He just looks pretty healthy and cool, and how can I help? And did you trust him again? You said yes.
Yeah.
Beautiful. I know he's a very likable dude, and he cares right away. And then you met Michelle?
Yes, I met Michelle through Stevie.
Yeah.
From church.
Isn't that cute? Yeah. And then I know because obviously I read Michelle's post and Stevie's, and I know that your life slowly was getting better and better.
It is getting slowly better and better. I'm having more fun having my...
That's what I'm saying. Guitar in your hands, friend.
Little toys, my little lutes.
I know, you see, come on, musician is never perfect and never good enough. We all over and over and over, you know, we want to be better. What we do, you hear Haley, I always strive for better, you know, song and better singing ways. You will be playing better and better because now you have beautiful instrument. Who gave you this instrument?
A friend, actually, of Michelle's, and it's it's got a name for it. It's called a Frankenmando.
Wow.
Frankenmando.
That's a beautiful name. And you know what? I know you love to play, and I have tiny little bit proof that you can do it. Do you want to do a few chords live? That'd be cute.
Yeah.
Can you do it? Go for it. And messed up something because I don't want you to be perfect. Okay.
Don't be perfect.
Frank,
Martin. Okay. Martin on a guitar. Haley, we want you to join the song.
Oh, I don't know if you want me to. Oh, I just decided I would. Okay, fine. Oh, oh, oh.
Yeah. That was an unexpected change of chords. Love it! Okay, Christina.
Yeah. Sexy. The Frank Commando. Yeah.
Martin, you play nicely. Oh. Bravo!
I think Ryan Seacrest about to play our hit song. It's going to become a hit.
You know what? And we'll cut these things out, and with all of our heads and way how we can promote ourselves, I think we need to promote Martin and our new song. Did you like, Martin, what we played, what we scrammed to your ears?
Yes.
We loved it, what you played. Honestly, you played much better than what I have ascended, because it was a much shorter version, and I think you really proved you're a good musician. Yay!
That's beautiful.
Nice to see you. I love that you are here with us, and I know you'll be back.
Yes.
Always better version, because we all try to improve ourselves, yes?
Yes, we do.
I love you. Thank you so much for coming. And now, now, oh my gosh, I just don't even want to say, because these people know what they are talking about, and I am there to just listen and just loving them and hoping one day I will be helpful with all of my resources, like these great talents that are sitting around, all my students and beautiful young singers who I coached, and will help the helpless homeless people who very easily don't need to be helpless and homeless. Hi, Stevie, take over. Who are you? What are you doing? What's new? And then, of course, Michelle, the same. We have 15 minutes. Just go for it.
As I said before, my name is Stevie Ray, and I have a homeless ministry based in Huntington Beach, California, called The Urban Tracker Project. And at this point in time, so much has changed since the last time I've been on your show. And one of the things that's changed, actually, is that the Lord has led me down into Mexico. I ended up getting a passport card, and I've never wanted to go into Mexico. There was always some apprehension into going there. And the Lord found a way to get me down there, and that was to go with Michelle. And as you know, Michelle and I, we work together doing puppetry. And yes, for a homeless guy, the Lord has put a lot of hats on me, man. Quite a few different hats here.
Now you are entertaining children.
Now I'm entertaining children, not only here in the United States, but also going down into Mexico, where I don't even speak Spanish. But you know what? The Lord breaks down that language barrier. And last time we went, I brought Bibles down with me, and we have these pre-recorded tracks that Michelle uses. And so I get behind the screen, and I just put a puppet on my hand, and the kids just absolutely love it. And
oh my gosh,
so many seeds are getting planted, and we're going back down there again. And, you know, I love it. You know, it was introduced to me in a way that I actually want to go back down there. And
you said, because that's an entertaining part of your life. I will say that's what we love to do. We just enjoy working with children and make them smile. And outside of that, I know here you're working with unusual couple.
Yes.
People. Could you tell
now,
me?
What's currently going on with my homeless ministry that the Lord has entrusted me with is, first of all, I'm getting more involved with my home church, actually our home church, Mariners Church, Huntington Beach, and I've become a full-on volunteer there. They actually gave me my laminate with my name on it now. And
oh, you're
so
important.
I'm actually, it's another church in Huntington Beach now that I can say I volunteer at. I currently volunteer at two churches. At one time, I was volunteering at up to three different churches. So over the last year and a half, I've logged well over 1,500 volunteer hours just serving at churches and being involved in homeless outreach. Another church, I'm a member of a homeless advisory board. And, you know, together we went to the Homeless Resource Summit that was held at the library in Central Park in Huntington Beach, which is where our church is, actually. And I got to meet some wonderful people. This one couple, David and Janet Atwood, they have a nonprofit called Building Blocks for Hope, and the Urban Tracker Project is now partnered with them. They're actually accepting donations on my behalf because I'm not an official nonprofit, but they are. And so they saw something promising in what I was doing, and it was something that the Lord put on their heart.
And again, what they're caring about the most?
They get involved in projects that change lives. And so they saw what I was doing, and then their motto is actually, you know, has the word project in it, you know, helping one project at a time. And so when they heard what I was doing, they approached me, and they were an answer to a prayer. I was an answer to their prayer, and the Lord just put us together. They were looking for somebody like me that's out on the street, that's actually on the front line, in the trenches, going out there, meeting those in need right where they're at. And that's what I do. The Lord just takes me and puts me out there because, you know,
you are right. You know, when you are around the people and you really are focusing on, hey, who is the next person that maybe I can meet, or maybe we have something in common, and happened that you met this beautiful couple as couples, and they're caring about people who cannot afford leave.
No, this is a different couple. Actually.
Another okay. Then tell me about the second couple.
Now, the second couple that I am friends with is Larry Burns and his wife Jennifer, and our friend Bill Wright, and they have a nonprofit based in Huntington Beach called Off the Streets Now. And this chapter opened up in June, and I do believe they're up to 19 people now that they've helped place into permanent housing.
4 months.
Yes, and it's such an awesome thing that they do. What they do is they find people that are living in motels. They're in a trap, basically. They have income, but they don't have enough to actually put a deposit down on a place. So what Off the Streets Now does is they come up with that security deposit, and they even actually provide some furniture to help people get started. The tenants or the prospects find the place. Off the Streets Now deals with the landlord.
And pay the first and last.
Well, they take care of the security deposit. And that can be sometimes up to $600, you know. I mean, it's a hard thing. I've actually lived in a motel before and got stuck in that trap, so I know exactly what that feels like. And Larry is, you know, Larry and I, we go back well over a year now, and he has always had it in his heart to want to help the homeless. And he approached me through Bill, and together, you know, we sat down. I took him out onto Main Street in downtown Huntington Beach one afternoon, and I let him, you know, ask all the questions that he wanted, and I showed him a perspective, you know, a way to look at not the problem of homelessness, all right, but the people that are homeless. And it touched him.
Life stories.
And he, you know, started out making care packages with his kids, you know, for the homeless. And he brought his family into it slowly, and he did it right. And he prayed a lot of prayer, and it was all spirit led. Everything that he did,
Stevie, so much that you do, so much that you will do in the future more. And hopefully, like I said, you are building brand around your person, and that's nothing wrong. That's perfect, I think, for you because
well,
you are on
the
street.
A lot of your advice actually on that, so you know it helps
it's
tremendously
true.
To have that professional advice.
You know, yeah, because you are walking proof, you know. And people will follow you because you'll be always the leader.
One of the things that I've been having is a lot of people are asking me, well, when is this going to be done? And one of the things is it's not on my timing. It's the Lord's timing. And when he is ready to move me to the next stage, which he's already doing right now. Right now, I'm getting involved in the fundraising part of it with a nonprofit so people can actually make donations. And if they would like to do so, they can go to buildingblocksforhope.com. Click on volunteer or donate, and there's a PayPal link that you can follow. Once there, you can make your donation, and there's a small message window. Just put in the letters TUTP for the Urban Tracker Project, and your donation will go towards my ministry. And where your money goes to and what it goes to is a ministry that goes out and helps the homeless. It helps me keep going out on the street. And it also allows me an opportunity to have the funding on me to help people that I meet.
Wow.
And sometimes I have to invest in an opportunity to minister or witness to them or just, you know, administer to them and buy them a meal and sit down and talk with them. You know,
he's really smart, this guy. Stevie, you are a very smart dude. And I know a way how you live your life for somebody else will be like, I cannot believe it. I don't understand.
There's
you
a lot of
know
people
what
that
you
actually
do.
Don't even realize that I'm homeless until I
absolutely
tell them, and even then,
that's what is so cool about you. Because you know what? Sometimes people with amazing education, great clothes, and something next day they're on the street, they don't know what to do. And
there's
sometimes
a lot of
people
them out
there. Like Martin, 15 years, you know, it's not his fault. His life was crashed because his loved one just died, and he couldn't anymore find himself and reason to live. You know, and it's
the awesome
just
thing about Martin and Michelle.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll talk to Michelle in a second, yeah.
Is Martin showing up in front of our church? He came, this is the day all this started, was he was coming to our church just to worship. And he used up all of his strength and energy just to get to the church, using his walker, walking down the street. My friend Scott and I, we were leaving the church to go get lunch, and we were going to return to help do teardown at the end of service. And when we came back, we spotted him on our way out. And I said, Scott spotted him first and said, oh, look, you know, it's Martin. And so then we saw him going towards the church. We come back, and this was about an hour later, and he's out front. And so I didn't see him at first. Scott was the one that spotted him again. He says, oh, there's your friend Martin. So I walk over to Martin, and I asked him how he was doing, and this conversation just, you know, he was hurting. And I kneeled down next to him. I put my arm around him, and he was skin and bones. And in the time that I've known Martin, I noticed his health was slowly declining. Anytime I would see him, you know, I'd pray with him, and I'd talk with him. We'd, you know, see each other at bus stops or somewhere, you know, Long Beach Boulevard or at churches. And right then and there, everything about the ministry that the Lord had given me changed. And it became, rather than about teaching people how to survive the street, the Lord was like, okay, let's put this aside right now.
You have a go.
There's a man right here that needs your help.
We all need helping hands, and doesn't matter what level of pain or trouble we are in. Yeah. Wow, you know, but I know Martin was in
real,
real,
but there was a level of compassion that he needed that
Michelle
brought that to the table.
I know we are in a cool way rushing. We still have 10 minutes, but I really want you to just tell what's new. Come back, a little bit, tell us about Martin. Martin is perfectly fine, almost, because nobody's really perfectly fine, not me either. But he will be fine, and he has his guitar, and he has his music. Then that's what I know, he will be fine. Michelle, how is your life right now? You are really amazing, one lady, too, with all these dreams, and slowly they're becoming reality.
Yeah, a little bit at a time, kind of. I really like that I'm... Right now, I mean, I'm really free to take one day at a time. Boy, that sounds like a cliche, but it really, truly is.
That's
Everybody
says the same.
It is one day at a time. It is just the way that it is. Right now, I mean, there's a lot of things going on. Future Digital Hollywood is coming up, and a little bit more focusing on
Digital Hollywood. Yeah. What do you mean by that?
Digital Hollywood, it's a convention that it has everything to do with everything web-based series and things like that. It's more of a production thing that I'm working on with Kids Action Network. So
that's,
it's a children's
serious.
Web series. Yeah, it is, really. But it's to the side right now. The best thing going on today is that Martin is about to get into a really cool place. Out of the motel and into a spot.
Yep.
And that really took a lot. That took miracles on just not just, you know, one person's hands, but several different people to make things happen for him. And he's worked really, really hard. But as far as just right here in the wings, we're doing what a lot of people have to do. It's just very simple. We need to get Martin so that he has a regular income, and he has to get assistance the way, you know,
he needs to be healthy, has a place to live, like all of us, like everybody. Then the jobs, a lot of people don't have a job, that eventually they will get around, and until maybe you will help, maybe people will help, but eventually, I know him, he's a cool guy, he will find his way into making some money for himself. But wow, what a journey. I think you also raise money for Martin, yes? In a very unusual way.
Well, I panhandle on Facebook, so he doesn't have to panhandle on the street. That's what I tell people.
How smart is this? Okay, tell us a little bit more about that and how we can help, how we can send people to right place.
Oh, this is wonderful. Digital Hollywood in spring is what taught me about crowdsourcing and about the different GoFundMe sites and Kickstarter,
GoFundMe.
GoFundMe.
That's what you are using?
Right now we're using GoFundMe.com. We had somebody that did the research ahead of us. Offered a lot of different things, but somebody did the research for me, and GoFundMe.com, you know, /HopeForMartin.
Okay.
That's one place that we have. And then we also have Building Blocks for Hope. It's been amazing with me, different people, not just Martin, but also another young gentleman that Martin actually came alongside paying it forward, that we met him a month ago when Martin started out in the motel, and several different times. And I walked in last weekend or a couple weeks in, and he's sitting in Martin's room, and I'm thinking, what's he doing in your room? You know, I kind of did the mama bear thing for a minute. Like, what's going on here? And Martin's like, kind of with his hands, well, look, you know. And this young man was sitting just slumped over in tears.
Wow.
His wife had left him in the motel. He had 2 days in the motel till he was homeless. Martin took the time with him to talk and pray, encourage him. I walked in the door and
I want our listeners to listen to what you are saying. Martin needs a help, and he's helping already people.
Yep. This is very, the most amazing thing about this is that Martin knew if I started fundraising, Anthony's only concern was he wanted to get home. I asked him, where is home? And he said, Nashville.
No.
Nashville. And I thought, okay, well, can you really sleep? I mean, do you really have a home there, right? And he goes, well, I think I can stay with my aunt. And I say, okay, this is what I'm going to do.
Call her.
You text your aunt or call her. I'm going to get online. I'll put an ask out, get a bus ticket, right? Well, with Martin, as far as the motel to this point, was $310 a week. So that's my goal every single week, right?
Oh, my.
Just for that. That's not the expenses. That's not food. We go to some different churches and food banks. But he knew that if I started raising money for Anthony, that money wouldn't be there for him. And he was he does this thing. It's a wonderful thing about his disposition.
Arms.
His hands, it's like, it's okay. We need to take care of him. And goosebumps. And it's the most awesome thing. He has an amazing faith that God is going to provide either way. But it's not just that he had it a done deal. It was just okay if it didn't get provided,
that's
you know?
That's Martin's time right now. He's up, going up, 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 up. Like, hopefully me too, and all my friends who are here.
Right.
We have funky problems here in life. But, yeah, he really had a tough life, 15 years, horrible 15 years. Time for you, Martin.
It is an awesome thing.
Time for you to straighten and do good things with your life. And I know you have great people. Again, how we can help Martin again?
Okay, gofundme.com/hopeformartin and also buildingblocksforhope.com. And in the notes section, you put for Martin.
Okay. You make me this good post for me.
I will
indeed.
And
I will post on the LA Talk Radio.
Thank you so much.
Because when people download, we have a lot of downloads. They will go like physically. They can read what was the show about. I cannot put too many descriptions, but just gave me whatever is the most important.
Oh, we don't need descriptions. We'll just give you links and we'll describe all over the link. That's okay.
Absolutely. And everybody who wants to know more about life story, Michelle's and Stevie's life story and Martin's story is ready to be in movies. Hello, Hollywood. Hello, Michael. You are here listening to the story.
Yeah, Michael,
maybe that's your calling.
Yeah,
you could be for a reason. You could follow Martin with your gorgeous camera and snap the pictures of Martin's life. And you know what? Next year he'll be in Nashville playing, maybe. You never know. Or we'll do him record deal. Or we will just...
we can do documentary.
Whatever.
Oh, but he also has art. His wife is... I wanted to share this. It's very interesting. His wife, Betty, was a beautiful artist, and before she passed, he spent so much time caring for her. She really wanted to have something to pass on to help, and she has beautiful artwork. And she passed, she's like, please take my artwork and make a living, and it's gorgeous, and I'm going to send you some of it.
Listen to me. We are putting together a musical right now in Oak Park. Obviously, it's a very good and rich part of our place. I think we have a lot of beautiful children who are fortunate to have great houses and rich parents or good living life, okay?
Right.
I think if we bring some of this art and we'll just put on an auction or just see what people buy, we can raise money, and that would be the coolest way, because Beth is with you, honey. She's with you. Always will be. You are always till end with her. And her art is probably bridge to something good. And we'll see what the good is, because nobody knows really when is the next life.
One of the things I want to add about the story about the young man that she helped get back out to Nashville was she had brought Martin to... We have a men's group at our church, and it's called Men of Mariners. And awesome group of men, you know, faith-filled men that just absolutely love the Lord. And so we get together once a month for a breakfast and just for fellowship. So Michelle brings Martin, and Martin brings along this young man. And it was during this breakfast, this young man's sitting in between me and another gentleman in the men's group named Daniel, and he's just sharing with him openly, you know, what's just happened. And there's like, you know, I think there's like 50 guys, 40 guys there, you know, and all of a sudden, man, we're doing this group thing, and Daniel just says, you know what, guys, maybe the Lord's just putting this on my heart, and he just does this bold ask and just says, how much money did, because it was like $10 per person, you know, mm-hmm. just to contribute. He's like, how much did we pull in? Does it cover the breakfast? What do we have remaining? And so the next thing you know, they're donating $122 towards this young man to get home, and it's just such an awesome thing to be a part of a men's group that is like that, you know? And I know that...
Oh, I know that the most sad things is having engineers saying, we are done with the show. We have a next very beautiful lady coming with a new show that I really cannot do even 1 minute longer. And I'm looking at it's like 10 minutes and CBS is coming right now. Everybody who wants to see and hear and learn more, go to Accent On's page on the Facebook, plus LA Talk Radio, Stitchers, iTunes will be there forever. Our show is there with all of this, what we are talking about. We'll be having all of us back, and Martin too. And we'll sell some art. And this art will do something good. I love you, people. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank now you, I need to put guitar and push the right button to just finish my song. I love
oh,
you.
Oh, wait. Yes? By need the way, I just need to correct myself. He wasn't playing the guitar. Not yes, that anybody was like totally.
Yes. That's it's a mandolin, right?
It's a mandolin.
How silly of me. Mandolin. Okay. Okay. Love you. Okay. Bye. Oh,
it's all good.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.